Hi, everybody. This is JJ Long from JJ Artworks, and welcome to episode 72 of our podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We truly appreciate it. In this week's episode, I want to talk about something that's very dear to my heart, and it's also something that I feel a lot of us artists and creative entrepreneurs go through on a regular basis. And I basically want to talk about the multi-passionate artist, or the multi-passionate dilemma that a lot of us artists and creative entrepreneurs struggle with. And basically, it's this concept of having so many dreams and so many goals and ambitions out there and not knowing what path to sort of follow in any given moment in time. Should I focus on everything and plant a bunch of different seeds? Should I just focus on one thing and then sort of move off to another thing once this one thing's completed and sort of have a more strategic approach like that? And it's something that I'm still struggling with to this day, but I think it helps to talk about these things open, and maybe we can brainstorm as a community here on YouTube together, because it's still something I'm trying to figure out. But I think I have thought super long and hard about this issue, and I've talked to enough other artists and creative entrepreneurs that I feel like I have made some type of progress in diagnosing why we think this way and what methodology works for each individual. And I'm sort of gonna ebb and weave here, pivot and shift a little bit, but I also want to tie in balance to this as well. And when I mean balance, I mean having a very balanced work-life experience. Because I think that's very important when you try to pick and choose what you should focus on. There's a bunch of different concepts you can follow. I know Warren Buffett has this quote where, or this philosophy where you make a list of the top 20 or 25 different goals you have in life. And then out of that top 20 or 25 list of goals, you whittle it down to just your top five. And then, and I forget the name of this approach, but I've tried this and it is somewhat effective. And basically you just stay laser focused on five goals. And then as you check one off your list, then you can bring one of the other 20, 25 items and bring that new goal onto your list of five. And you can kind of approach things in that way. But for me, one of the biggest things that I've been struggling with as an artist lately is that I'm not expressing myself as an artist a lot right now, which is kind of, you know, maybe might sound shocking to a lot of you or some of you, you know, like, what are you talking about? And I know it's kind of weird because I run this art and entertainment company, but I'm so busy and focused on running the business side of my company that I have very limited or no free time to work on my personal creative expression as an artist, whether that be my painting, my singing, my acting, my writing, voiceover work, any type of performance stuff. So this is something that's been plaguing me for the past several years now, and it's something that just keeps popping up. It's a common theme, and every day I'm kind of like, how do I get to my expressive self as an artist again, but how do I continue building the business side of things again, you know, or continue just doing that? Because I've been so heavy on building up the paint party business over the past 8 or 9 years that my professional art career has sort of been on hold, and I'm trying to tie everything in together again. I'm trying to achieve that work-life balance. And I feel like there's a couple of tips and tricks I can share with you today, or a couple of concepts that I think will work well. And then there was just another observation I made as an artist about how to classify the different types of art. So let me, before I confuse you all even more and go, you know, totally go on a million different tangents, let's tackle these two topics. Let's tackle basically how to have a work-life balance, and then let's also tackle the different types of art forms there are, because I really feel like it's kind of like down the middle, 50-50. And then maybe at the end of this podcast episode, I can also share some tips and tricks on how to figure out what art forms you should focus on. So I know it's a lot of terrain to cover. This might be a longer podcast episode. But and also a quick side note, this is actually something that I'm currently writing a book about, because it's something that I have artistic family members that are dealing with this. I have close friends and family, or close friends that are dealing with this, other entrepreneurs that I know, that I'm friends with. And it's something that I feel like plagues a lot of us, which is super, super frustrating. So anyways, let's talk about basically how to have a work-life balance. So I believe that in order to have balance in your life, you need to be living into what your identity is, or that picture of what your identity is, at the highest extension of who you are. So whatever your dream person is, whether you're super fit, financially free, expressing yourself at the highest level, whether you're winning Oscars and Grammys or getting a Pulitzer Prize doing something, whether you're married with 20 kids or, you know, driving around in a Rolls Royce, whatever pie in the sky dreams you have, which I wholeheartedly believe in, by the way, dream as high and as mighty and lofty as you want, because I do the same thing. If you're not living somehow into each of those things that you identify with, you're not going to feel like you're a balanced person, because you're trying to reach the highest version of yourself that your soul is calling you to. Your soul is always trying to call you to what your purpose is. And if you aren't living into each aspect of what your purpose is, then you're going to feel like you're missing out. You're going to feel less than. You're going to feel like you're just not making any progress toward who you really want to become. So, perfect example. And I feel like I'm still striving toward becoming fully balanced. There's still maybe one or two categories that I'm missing in my life, but I feel like I'm getting closer to having a fully balanced life, because I've identified who I want to be, you know, in the future, and what the identity features of that person is. And I'm just going to spitball a bunch of things, because I am a very, very avid dreamer, if you don't know me. If you haven't got the memo yet, I'm a pretty lofty dreamer, and I'm relentless too when it comes to my dreams. So I really, really try to, I'm all in when it comes to my dreams. I'm an action guy. I need to go after it. So the main four or five categories in my life that I really need to be hitting, taking action on and every moment of every day, is my health and fitness. That's something that I need to be working on. Just the ideal version of myself is super healthy. And I mean, I'm talking like Ryan Reynolds six pack healthy. So I'm trying to, you know, push my way toward that goal every day, which I am. It feels good. Do I slack here and there? Yeah. But for the most part, I'm very happy with that. So that keeps me grounded. You know, becoming financially stable, financially free. I'm working on that every day in the business, trying to figure out new revenue streams, how to delegate things off my plate so I can focus more on sales and marketing, all those types of things. So I am working toward that every day. Creative expression. Now, this is the one that, like I said earlier in this podcast episode, I've been slacking on. And this is why the past few years or so, I feel like I've been off balance. So another reason why I sort of reignited this podcast, because I know there was like a good like 6 to 8 months where I didn't record anything, is because doing these things makes me feel good. It's a way of me expressing myself, sharing some of my stories, my pain points with the rest of the artist and creative entrepreneur community. And this really sort of is a way for me to be vulnerable and just express myself. And it's definitely something that is important to me. So actually me doing this podcast episode is kind of leading into the highest extension of who I am as an artist. I feel like I'm someone that needs to be performing. I need to be in front of the camera and delivering some type of value to people from a stage or a platform, right? So creative expression is another big category for me. Being grounded spiritually, and basically spirituality to me, it has nothing to do with religiosity or praying to deities or anything like that. It has more to do with energy and the law of attraction and being able to manifest your own reality. So it's more toward the science domain of things, but that's how I sort of classify spirituality in my eyes. And the last thing, and you know, these are all out of order probably. I don't really have an hierarchy to how these things unfold. But then I'd say the last category is relationships. And that's basically my relationships with my family, my close friends and loved ones, the relationship I have with myself, and, you know, down the road, a spouse, family, kids, all that stuff. So, and also the relationship with my team members, clients, professional relationships as well. So those are sort of like the big five categories. And if I'm not sort of taking conscious action every day in each of those categories, I feel like I'm not a very balanced person. So just to kind of shut the lid on this part of the podcast episode, I feel that the way to achieve work-life balance in life is just to be taking action toward each aspect of yourself that you identify with as, you know, what the highest version of yourself looks like, whatever that is. It doesn't mean that if, you know, I want to be a millionaire someday and I'm not a millionaire yet, so, you know, I'm not like I feel out of balance. I promise you, if you keep inching your way toward becoming a millionaire and you keep studying about money and how to invest money and how to shave down expenses and increase your income and, you know, how to network with people, you will eventually get there and you will be living into that person. I hope that makes sense. The other thing I want to talk about today is basically the two different sort of art sectors, let's call it that, the two different art sectors that I firmly believe in. And one of the thing, because when I say like, hey, I want to express myself creatively, I like to express myself creatively as an artist in many different ways. I'm an actor, I'm a writer, I'm a painter, I do oils and acrylics, I'm a singer, I compose music, I do Taekwondo nowadays, I'm a martial artist. I'm also a keynote speaker. I like talking from stage. I love doing the podcast. I like doing YouTube videos, right? I like writing blogs. I like doing voiceovers. I like doing, there's just so many different things I like doing, but I have realized over the years that you can pretty much break down art and creativity into two different buckets. And I feel that one is the introverted artist, and then the second one is the extroverted artist. And what's difficult with me is I feel like I'm literally split down the middle, 50-50. If I were to edge out in a certain direction, I would say maybe 1-2% more is toward the extroverted artist, which is something that I never really knew about myself until I sat on the couch and meditated for an hour one day. And I just was kind of on the couch with a cup of coffee and my journal and trying to figure things out. But basically, in my head, introverted art forms are basically like doing a painting, you know, where you're kind of, it's a solo act, you're just kind of in the zone, alone, behind closed doors, working on your creativity. So that could be you working on a painting or a series of paintings. That could be you writing a book. That could be you recording a podcast episode. That could be you, you know, writing a screenplay or just rehearsing and doing monologues and acting. It could be you know, writing a skit or, you know, any type of art, really, woodworking, sculpture, drawing, painting, anything like that. I really think that the introverted art forms are behind closed doors. You're kind of one-on-one with yourself, just working on some type of a project. Extroverted art forms are more of, I feel, more of like a performance type energy where you're in front of people, maybe you're on a stage and you're presenting your gifts to the world that way in real time, in the present moment. And I'm not saying you can't do that with painting. It's not like you can't work on a series of paintings and then have like the gala event or the opening reception where you then get to express yourself in public. But I'm sort of not talking about that right now. I'm talking more about like the gig life and performing. So I'm talking about if you're a musician playing on stage with your bandmates, playing in front of a, you know, a concert hall or a group of people. I'm talking about maybe doing theater, maybe doing plays, maybe doing musicals. I'm talking about maybe you're on a film set and you have a crew of people, you know, the director and the cinematographers and the lighting people and all the gaffers and everything. I'm talking about, it could be martial arts. It could be you're doing a tournament, or maybe you're working on your poomsae, or you're doing board breaking or whatever. So dancing, I mean, there's so many different things. Even speaking, public speaking, doing a TED Talk, right? Or doing an author lecture, doing a keynote speech. So those are more like extroverted art forms. And the reason why I'm really kind of going in depth today and I'm making this a longer video is because I kind of had an aha moment with my personal life, my personal art and business life the past couple of weeks. And what I realized is I really yearn to be performing again. I really, really do. Like so bad, so bad. And I didn't realize how much I missed it until I saw my buddy play the other day at an open mic. And I'm like, I don't want to get into another band again. I just don't have the bandwidth to put myself in that position again. Just because after you played in three bands and had three divorces, it's really hard to want to do that again. But I'm also not talented enough yet with an acoustic guitar that I can just show up to an open mic and just start riffing out loud. So, you know, I'm trying to think of different ways that I can express myself, but performance-wise. And it's very interesting. So I found that I've been a little off balance. So even though one of my five categories that I identify with, one was creative expression, I found out that if I'm just painting or just writing a song, or if I'm just doing something creative, but it's not an extroverted creative thing like performing, I still don't feel like I'm in balance, which is crazy. So this is where I kind of merge the whole balance thing with the different types of art forms there are. So if you're an artist or creative entrepreneur watching this, you might be like, huh, that's interesting. Like maybe you don't feel balanced because you're not, maybe you're doing too much extroverted, expressive, performance type art, but you're not spending enough alone time working on art. Or vice versa, like me, if you're spending too much alone time working on art, but you weren't expressing yourself in the general public, whether from stage or putting yourself out there like this, then it's kind of like, you know, maybe I need more of that into my life. So those are the two main themes I wanted to talk about today. And since this is a longer podcast episode, in another future podcast episode, I'll talk to you all about some tips and tricks to sort of get more anchored and focused into, you know, the different types of art forms you should choose. But I really think that if you feel out of balance right now and you're confused, try to put all of your art in those two different buckets and then figure out which one you kind of lean toward a little bit more. Because usually you do, just subtly. And I subtly move toward performance more. Doesn't mean that I don't love to paint, I don't like to sing on my own or compose my own music, doesn't mean I don't like to write, doesn't mean that, you know, I don't like to do any of those introverted things, but I have not been doing anything expressive like this and putting myself out there with the general public as far as on stage and everything. So long story short, you know, just keep pushing forward, keep pursuing all of your dreams. I'm gonna, in the book I'm writing, I do share with you all the reasons why shiny object syndrome is a positive thing, which I don't think a lot of people think of. But now I'm getting too far ahead of myself. I love you guys. Thank you so much for hearing me rant today. Truly appreciate it. If this is your first time visiting our YouTube channel or listening to us on Spotify, please subscribe, hit the notification bell if you're watching this on YouTube. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, please subscribe there as well. We come out with weekly content, and our mission in life is just to help out other artists and creative entrepreneurs as you all navigate on your own creative paths. And I truly believe that together, we can all achieve great things. So thank you so much for tuning in. Truly appreciate the love and support. And I will talk to you all next week in episode 73. Have a good one, you guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.